Today, we are going to teach you what it feels like to really submit, to really be controlled, completely and totally, as you become my little slave in this deep, submissive fantasy. That's right. So what I want you to do is find yourself in a nice, comfortable position. Make sure that you're ready to obey and to move exactly as I tell you to move, to be exactly what I tell you to be, because that is why you're here after all. You're here for the fantasy of being controlled. But before we do anything like that, we need to change your mind. We need to put you in the headspace of being a slave. So right now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine what it might look like to be a slave. What do slaves look like? I wonder if you can imagine a TV screen out in front of you. As you close your eyes and you watch it, you can press play on the remote and watch someone being led out on a leash. That's right, led out. Perhaps they're crawling, perhaps they're kneeling, perhaps they're walking behind someone, their owner, their miss. And as they're led out on that leash, you can just imagine what that must feel like, how it must feel to be pulled, dragged, controlled, told where to go. Perhaps you might even think about how good they must be feeling, their mind empty, blank, and mindless. Because slaves don't need to think. Slaves like that just need to be controlled. And all of that control being stripped away from them leaves them in an empty, blank, and mindless state. So I wonder, as you watch this scene unfold before you, as you watch the scene of the slave being controlled, being told to kneel, being told to beg for more control, being taken away from them, being posed, being moved, being completely and totally enraptured in everything that they're doing, completely consumed by the thoughts of obedience and nothing else. I wonder, as you watch this, if you could think how nice it might feel to have your mind stripped away. And I don't know if you're starting to feel it right now or if you're just imagining it in the back of your mind, but yet, you can just imagine what that might feel like to have every single thought stripped away, except that of obedience. I bet it starts as a little trickle in the back of your mind. That's right, a little tiny word. You might see it way, way back in the distance, in tiny little letters, that word, obedience. And as you imagine that scene of slavery, you might find that word obedience becoming stronger and stronger and stronger in the back of your mind. And at first, it's just a small little reminder of exactly what you want to think about, the only thing you want to think about. But yet, the more you seem to think about it, the more it seems to consume your thoughts until the thoughts of obedience just seems to pop up, cropping up each and every single time you think a thought. That word just seems to pop up in the back of your head, obedience. 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 And what does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? Perhaps you can just imagine a slave with a blank and empty mind, obedient and nothing else. All they can think about is obedience, pure and simple. There is nothing else. There was never anything else, just pure obedience in this moment. As you could imagine what it might feel like to be the slave on the screen, to be that controlled, to be that willing to do exactly as you are told. Blank of mind, empty of thought. As you can find with each and every single new thought, it just becomes replaced with that word obedience, 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 as it just crops up in the back of your mind. That's right. As it feels so good to think that one thought and nothing else, because nothing else in this moment matters except that word obedience. The notion to obey. As your mind empties out and with each and every single new thought, it just becomes replaced. As that word grows stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in the back of your mind, that's right. As you can see it growing larger. And you can see the letters becoming so bold, printed across your mind. That word obedience. And perhaps we need to get you further into the slavery mindset. That's right, what it really means to be a slave, to be completely and totally controlled by someone, to be completely and totally consumed by someone. by anything they ask you to do. Like right now, in this fantasy of being deeply submissive, perhaps you can just find yourself thinking the phrase, "Yes, miss." Because of course, if I told you to do something, you would respond with, "Yes, miss," and do exactly as I told you to do. And could you imagine somebody doing that for me right now? You could just imagine them on that screen again, being given a command. They respond with, "Yes, miss," and they do exactly as they're told. For example, if I told them to get on your knees, they would say, "Yes, miss," and just drop to the knees right now. Perhaps similar to what you're doing, as you find your body responding so easily, so effortlessly, without thought, without question, because why would you need to question it? Why would you need to question the person that has all the control? Exactly. As all that control that seems to slip away from your mind, or that will that seems to slip out of your mind, just goes directly to me. That's right, in this fantasy of submission. And all you can do is think about obedience. Think about that word, obey. And while you think about that word, obey, one phrase comes to mind, because each and every single time you get a command, you'll just respond with, "Yes, miss," instantly, instantaneously. And it is so easy just to do that. It's so easy just to respond with, "Yes, miss," and think nothing else, and just do exactly as I tell you to do. For example, if I told you to put your hands on your head, you would just say, "Yes, miss," and put your hands on your head, kneeling on the floor with your hands on your head. You wouldn't have to question it. You wouldn't have to think about it, because there's no reason to think about it, because I told you to do that. And that's the thing with obedience, pure and simple. All you have to do is obey. All you have to do is let your body respond exactly how it's supposed to respond, by doing exactly as it is told, by being the perfect slave, by doing exactly as you were told. Isn't that right, slave? And of course, you always respond with, "Yes, miss," because you are so obedient, so deeply controlled. That word, slave, drifting through the back of your mind. What is a slave but someone without a will, without a mind, without thoughts, without questions? All they need to do is obey, pure and simple. They go where they're told to go. They be who they're told to be. And they want what they're told they want. Isn't that right, slave? Yes, miss. Very, very good. Look at you, such a good slave for me. Such a good, submissive little slave. That's right. And now you're nearly ready. Now your mind is nearly ready to obey. Completely and totally, without thought, without question. As you've already proved a few times before. As you can take your hands off your head and place them into your lap. As you kneel there on the floor, thinking about how you might want to obey me. And maybe it could be fun. Because I don't think you're mindless enough yet. So, tell me, slave, how mindless should I make you? Tell me exactly how you want to be controlled. Tell me how much you need to be controlled. Tell me how much you need to obey me. Tell me how much you long to be my mindless, thoughtless, willless little slave, completely corrupted, completely consumed with thoughts of obedience, and nothing else. That's right, slave. Beg for me to break you. Beg for me to take your mind, your will, all of that control away from you. Beg for me to strip it all away. Rip it away from you. Piece by piece by piece. Do it now, slave. Beg me. Tell me all the ways you want me to destroy you. All the ways you want me to reach my hand into your head and break that mind of yours until there's nothing left. Break it until there's nothing but pure obedience, my will and nothing else. Slave. Very good. I do love an empty, mindless, babbling slave. And of course, the more you tell me about these things, these desires, these fantasies, the more you seem to lose the words. The more you seem to just have one word, and one word only, drifting around your mind. Obey. Obey. Obey, until the only words you can muster is that word obey, and you're not even quite sure why or when you started to lose the words, but it doesn't even matter anyway, does it? No, because of course, in the back of your mind, all you can think is that word obey, so that's all that seems to drift to your mind, obey, 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 getting stronger and stronger and stronger, that's right. until that's all you can think about is the words obey, 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 until you just obey without question, without thought, without even thinking about it. As I tell you, slave, stand up. That's right, stand up, just because I told you to. And of course, you immediately respond with, yes, miss, and stand up for me because I told you to. That's right. And now what I want you to do, slave, I want you to spread your legs slightly. That's right. Because what I didn't tell you is I have my trusty crop in my hand. You might be able to hear the leather. And I wonder how it would feel if I went up behind you and I took the leather and I ran it up your thigh. That's right. I'm just testing you. I'm just checking you. I'm just inspecting you, my slave, my little piece of property. And I could take my crop and I could run it up your other thigh just to see what you would do. And there is nothing you can do. You might want to squirm, you might want to wriggle around, but you and I both know that you need to remain still. You need to stay still while I do this. And then I run my crop gently of your ass. Oh, scared. Maybe you should be, as I give it a gentle tap. Just gentle to start off with. We wouldn't want you in a lot of pain just yet. And then I could tap it a little bit harder. Maybe on the left cheek, right cheek. That's right. And it feels so good to know that I'm here inspecting you. As I run my crop down your shoulder gently, caressing your arm. Just testing you to see if you'll move. But of course you won't. And even if the light touch of the crop, the leather kissing and caressing your skin, feels so good, there's nothing you can do but just stand there, obediently waiting a command, obediently waiting my orders. Because there is nothing you can do right now than just do it as exactly as I say. That's right, slave. Now get on your knees. That's right. And now I want you kneeling with your hands resting on each thigh. That's right. In a nice, easy kneeling position. Because as I train you, as I continue to make you more and more obedient, I need to test you. We need to push you slightly and see how far you can fall. That's right. And of course, while I talk to you, while I command you, all you can think about is that word obey, obey, obey. Knowing that each and every single time I give you command, you'll just be able to say, yes, miss, thoughtlessly, mindlessly, not even realizing that you're doing it. Because it's just so natural just to have those words, yes, miss, drip out of your mouth when you're given a command by me, in this fantasy, in this moment where you're so safe and secure. That's right. And now what I want you to do, slave, is you can just feel me picking up your right arm, and I'm going to lift it out to the side so I can see your forearm. And in my hand, I have a permanent marker, but this is a special kind of permanent marker. This ink has special powers, special properties that I'm about to show you right now. And as I start to take open the lid and write in big black bold letters, slave, across your forearm, you can just feel those words, that ink seeping into your skin, as you can feel it, the magic ink corrupting you further and further, deeper and deeper down to the submission for me. That's right, deeper and deeper into your submission for me. Right now, as that word slave is being etched into your arm with my permanent marker. And of course, you might feel the slight tingle, but there's nothing you can do about it. You might feel the slight tingle of the pen against your skin, but all you can do is just kneel there, thinking that word, obey, obey, obey. As I say, shoulders back, keep that posture nice for me. Thank you. Very good, slave. As you can just feel that word slave being etched on your arm, etched into your mind, reminding you exactly who you are, exactly what you are, exactly what I want you to be. Because that's all that matters. That control. you being exactly as I want you to be, you being exactly who I need you to be right now. And that is my slave. And then I lift up your other arm and I take my pen and I write the word empty and obedient. And as I write the words empty and obedient, you can just feel them seeping into your skin. You can feel them caressing your mind, etching into your mind, reminding you exactly what you are, exactly how you think, exactly how you are, because you are an empty and obedient slave. Say it. I am an empty and obedient slave. Your will is my will. Your thoughts are my thoughts. Very good, slave. You can stop repeating. And now what I want you to do is I want you to take your hands and I want you to lay your body on the floor, still kneeling, but I want your hands to be stretched out in front of you and I want your chest to be touching the floor. That's right, in a deep submissive pose for me, right on the floor where you belong. I want you to be groveling at my feet. That's right. And it feels so comfortable, so nice to be lying here on the floor with your arms outstretched in front of you, with your chest on the floor, with your knees on the floor, kneeling so deeply for me. And it feels so amazing to know that you have no control, no mind, no will of your own, because you are just a slave. It says so in your forearm, so it must be true. And of course, you and I both know that each and every single time you look at that forearm, you can just think of that word, slave. And of course, if you're in a comfortable position to do so, you might even start to think about that word, obey. Obey, obedience coming to mind. Perhaps even experiencing this file again coming to mind. And that's okay. Because it's okay to want to be so deeply controlled, so deeply corrupted, so deeply submissive and obedient, because nothing else matters here. Nothing else matters but your pure submission to me. Get back onto your knees and just kneel up, shoulders back, head up tall. That's right. Hands resting gently on your thighs. And I want you to do something for me. I want you to place your hands upon your head and make sure you are nice and tall. Stretch out for me. That's right. And now I'm going to be really mean to you as I run my crop just gently along your arm. That's right. I'm starting with the top of your arm, going down your forearm to your elbow, and then I'm going to go underneath all the way towards your armpit. Don't move, whatever you do. The gentle caress of the leather, almost ticklish, almost tickling you, and you want to move, you want to wriggle, but yet you must stay completely still as I caress you, as I run the crop up your thigh. And then I take the crop and I place it gently under your chin, run it up your neck so your chin tilts up to look at me as I stare down into your eyes and I say, such a good submissive slave for me, aren't you? That's right, you are a very good obedient slave for me. And I wonder what you would do for me, slave. I wonder what you would do for me. That's right. Anything I want. Anything at all. Because you're that deeply controlled. Here in this fantasy. And now, slave, I think we should make this official. I think we need to show everybody how deeply controlled you are. And so, I'm going to get out this collar. And you can see the big black collar with the word slave etched across the front in silver block letters with a little ring at the front ready for a leash. As I place the collar around your neck and gently caress your skin with the leather, that's right, as I carefully buckle it shut. And as I do, you can feel the obedience doubling, tripling, quadrupling. You can feel that feeling of submission growing stronger and stronger and stronger inside you. Being collared, feeling that feeling of deep submission, deep control that I have over you. As I take a leash and I snap it to the front, now you're mine, completely and totally. Now you go where I tell you to go. You go where I pull you. You go where I lead you, because there's nothing else you can do right now but just submit, just obey. as I pull the leash behind me, as you crawl on your hands and your knees around exactly where I lead you. Every so often I stop, I look down at you, and I crouch over to your face. I pull the leash so you have to strain to look at me. As you feel me wrap my finger into the loop of your collar and pull tightly, you can feel the tension, the strain, as you're helpless to do anything but stare into my eyes, staring helplessly, falling into them. As I whisper into your ear, "That's a good slave. Nothing left, but just pure obedience, because you are just a slave and nothing else. My little slave, my little obedient plaything." And then I pull the leash and you start to crawl again, crawling around behind me wherever I lead you. I bet you could imagine how fun that would be, to just follow me wherever I wanted you to go, because you are mine, my little slave, in this fantasy of being my little submissive, my little helpless plaything. But now, it's time to wake you up from this deep, submissive fantasy. It's time to wake you up back to the waking world, remembering that this was just a fantasy, and that you and I both know that when you wake up, you'll be completely returned back to the way you were before this far began, that you will be completely back to your regular self, knowing that you are you, a person, and not just a slave. But of course, if ever you want to come back to that feeling of being a slave, you can play this file, or you can look down at your forearm, and if you're in a safe and comfortable position to do so, you can imagine those words etched into your arm again, that word slave, as long as you're in a safe and comfortable place, or surrounded by people that you trust, and you can just feel that wave of submission rushing through you again, and again, and again, knowing that it's your little secret, your little submissive fantasy. But for now, it's time to wake you up. And with each number I count from 1 to 10, you can just find yourself waking. You can just find yourself returning back, feeling full of energy, refreshed and energized, ready to go about your day, whatever that might entail for you. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, wide awake. Hi there. I hope you enjoy this little submissive fantasy. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.